This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Friday, March 1st. We start with breaking news. President Joe Biden announced that the U.S. will airdrop humanitarian aid and supplies into Gaza. We'll have more information on this developing story in our upcoming episode at 6 p.m. Eastern. The morning session of a hearing in the classified documents case involving former President Donald Trump and two other defendants ended without the judge deciding a trial date. The trial is set to start in May, but special prosecutors requested that it start on July 8th, while defense attorneys are eyeing August and September start dates. Today, the judge picked apart the proposed trial schedules from both sides and has stressed that there needs to be, quote, some space in the schedule leading up to the trial to, quote, allow flexibility. At least 45 people have been detained across Russia for paying respects to the late Alexei Navalny, according to a monitoring group. The Russian opposition leader was laid to rest at a Moscow cemetery today, 2 weeks after Russian prison officials announced his death. He died in an Arctic penal colony, and Western leaders, including U.S. President Joe Biden, blame Russian President Vladimir Putin for his death, though the Kremlin denies it. Thousands of people attended Navalny's funeral, including the U.S. ambassador to Russia and other foreign diplomats. Though Navalny's widow didn't attend the funeral for security reasons, she posted a video thanking her late husband, quote, for 26 years of absolute happiness. CNN's Clarissa Ward spoke about the slogans mourners chanted at the funeral.
A few people saying Russia without Putin, many people chanting his name. Other people were saying, we're not afraid because you were not afraid. And that's a play on a slogan that Navalny himself used. He would say, Я не боюсь, и ви не боитесь. I'm not afraid, and you shouldn't be afraid.
The deadly wildfires burning through the Texas panhandle could intensify, as strong winds and dry weather is expected this weekend. The fires have already killed at least two people and thousands of cattle, charring more than 1 million acres. The most destructive blaze, the Smokehouse Creek Fire, is now Texas's largest wildfire on record. The Texas A&M Forest Service says it's only 15% contained as of this morning. One family spoke to CNN about their ranch near Fritch, Texas, that was completely destroyed by the fires. Susan and Ronnie Johnson said they lived there for two decades.
It is a mourning process anyway, because, I mean, I had thousands of pictures. I had tons of antiques.
We don't have any desire to, you know, live in another place. The night of the fire, we came back about 10:30 that night. We kind of snuck through some ranches to drive up here and see it gone.
A New York man was sentenced to 25 years to life in prison for fatally shooting a young woman who mistakenly went into his driveway last year. Kevin Monahan was convicted of second-degree murder last month, among other charges. The judge said Monahan didn't take any responsibility for the outcome of his actions and, quote, could possibly do the same thing again. 20-year-old Kaylin Gillis was a passenger in a car that mistakenly drove up Monahan's driveway, looking for a friend's house. Monahan then shot at the car, and Gillis died a short time later. Coming up, the CDC's new isolation guidelines for COVID-19.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, welcome back. The CDC says people who test positive for COVID-19 no longer need to isolate for at least 5 days. However, the CDC says that people with the virus should stay home until they're fever-free without medication for at least 24 hours, or until their symptoms have been improving for 24 hours. The agency's director says most of the U.S. has some immunity against COVID, and as a result, the country is no longer seeing large waves of infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. The CDC also recommends people take additional precautions for the next 5 days when resuming activities after isolation, such as masking, to lower the risk of spreading the virus, especially to vulnerable individuals. Starting this weekend, we'll tell you about the good stuff happening in the world. Join us for 5 Good Things every Saturday, here in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.